You're listening to the Boom Burst Podcast. On this episode, we're talking about some of the latest Pokemon Go news, where you can find Pokemon, gyms, and even join teams. Cue the music. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to us again. Today, we're doing a rare thing. And talking about some Pokemon news for a second episode because, well, there is Pokemon news and it's Pokemon Go. With me today, I have our wonderful two co-hosts.
Hi, I'm Queenie.
And I'm Fleet.
And, of course, Dozer. So let's just jump right into the nitty-gritty on this.
Can I just say one thing before you get into the nitty-gritty of the Pokemon Go news, which is all very fantastic?
Yeah,
if
sure.
If we all watched the anime, there would be Pokemon news every week.
Yeah, well, we don't all have time to watch those Japanese children shows you call anime.
Chinese cartoons.
Oh, that's right, the Chinese cartoons.
What?
I'm totally lying. I've been watching anime like for the last 5 days because I spent this weekend and Monday and Tuesday sick in bed.
That's totally what my roommate calls anime to make it seem like he doesn't like anime when it's like all he does is like read shitty VNs all day long.
Calls them Chinese cartoons.
Yeah.
Well, this is not the Pokemon Chinese cartoon. This is the Pokemon mobile game.
That's true.
Pokemon Go. So, I think some of the heads at Niantic, Hank and I think Quibbly, I'm not exactly sure, did an interview with Beats Gaming. We'll put that link in the episode description on the website, so make sure you go and check that out to get even more information. They talked a lot about Ingress and Pokemon Go and stuff like that. And we just kind of sifted through, picked up some of the most notable features they stated about Pokemon Go. First thing, and this is kind of a relief to me, is finding Pokemon is going to be rather easy.
One of the things that I noticed right off the bat when they gave the interview was it seemed like, because I think one of the things about Ingress that I heard was that it was harder if you were in more rural areas.
Oh, most definitely.
And it seems like they've kind of learned from that, hopefully, crosses fingers. And that they're going to make it easier for you to find Pokemon, even if you are in a rural location, even if you are, like, in North Dakota or South Dakota, or someplace where there's, like, less population density and less, like, giant cities.
Hey, North Dakota has an amazing population density if you count cows.
But yeah, for real, I feel like that's a really, really... I'm really, really happy to hear that about Pokemon Go, because, like, it's definitely true, because in Ingress, like, there's just more portals for you to capture near where higher population are, and it has to do with just the fact that it's, like, I know that they didn't start out being user-submitted wherever the portals appear, but then they eventually opened it up for people to, like, submit them, and obviously when there's more people, there's going to be more people playing it, so there's going to be more things, so that the people that aren't in really high density population areas are just basically not going to get to play.
Yeah, that, and they have all of the user location data from Pokemon Go, not Pokemon Go, from Ingress, to work with to help improve Pokemon Go. But I think over location data, they should just kind of, and I hope that I hope they're thinking about this, because they say that that their goal is, and I quote, to make it so you can walk out of the house and within 5 minutes you can find Pokemon. That tells me that Pokemon are just going to generate based on your geographical terrain and your region. And so you could live in the middle of Timbuktu, which I don't know if that's urban or rural, but it sounds like middle of nowhere, so I'm going with...
Basically some random place in Africa where there are not that many people.
Well, yeah, because they're going to be generated based on the people playing them, and but see, they're going to be generated near people, but the types of Pokemon are going to be based on geographic data, it seems like.
Yeah, because the Pokemon, and this is something that we were, like, before when we talked about Pokemon Go, to give a quick recap of what we mentioned before, we had we had a few significant worries.
This was, like, our main concern.
was how, yeah, it was how hard or easy was it going to be to find Pokemon. And we were also curious about if they how they'd deal with the location thing, if they'd tie that in. Because I think overall we thought that'd be a pretty cool take on it.
Yeah.
And
And yeah,
stuff like that.
it's really exactly what I was hoping for, because on one hand it kind of creates that same sort of isolation if you live in the middle of nowhere and the only thing around you is like Rattatas and that's it. So if that's like all that's near you, it's basically gonna feel like just like with English, you're living in a town with no portals. But that also brings up the fact that they are also going to make trading a big part of it, which makes sense as a Pokemon game. And they've talked about how they're even going to organize events and things like that, which of course everybody can't go to, but it still means that there's still going to be a game for people, even if they, are don't have the best of.
Yeah.
I
Like
just
even if they can't trade, they can still catch.
don't want Ingress getting in the way of one of my 2 to 3 Pokemon dreams. The first dream I'm talking about here is they say, for example, they use water Pokemon will be found in areas where there's
I don't
water.
think we want to hear about some of your Pokemon
Okay, the appropriate ones. Let's glaze over
I
the implication that there are inappropriate ones, because that is false, by the way.
had
Praise Moonshine.
to
I'm going to hell.
It's okay. We're all going to hell someday. Don't
Okay,
worry about it.
I'll meet you there. Anyway, and that's it. I want to go down to the local river or pond or lake, and I want to be the guy with 6 Magikarp.
That's your dream?
That's my dream. I want to
You
be the
want to
guy
be
with
that
6
guy.
Magikarp.
And that's like all you. That's it. That's it. The game's done for you. You just have to
It's like, I've got
exist.
my Magikarp.
But then, my second dream, and this goes in with the trading thing, I want to become the world's best Pokemon breeder for Magikarp. I don't want to have. I want to be the Joey of Magikarp. My Magikarp is in the top percentage of Magikarp, and they will grow out to be beautiful, powerful OP Gyarados.
So my whole thing, and I know of the topic of wishing where things are, is I know that when they did Unova, a lot like they because it was based on America, and I look at like, okay, well, what could you find kind of in the city region for Unova?
That's interesting, yeah.
As I'm hoping, I'm praying to God, because I live in a city that has a garden that I will be able to find an Eevee. That's all I want. I just want one Eevee. Like, give me an
So,
Eevee in a garden, and we will play the game.
if you can find the Eevee, we need to talk.
All
Because
right.
that is like Pokemon Dream number 3 is getting Moonshine.
See, this is super interesting because I don't know, because I know that they talk about how it is going to be based on geographic data, but I'm curious how extreme they're going to get with it. Because then I feel like some types are going to be really hard to find in general.
Yeah,
So
and
like, because I imagine, and I actually haven't done much research on this, but I know that they have a wide player in Ingress is a wide player base in the US and a wide player base in Europe.
oh,
And
they've got a larger player, but they've got player bases in like Sri Lanka.
oh, they of course they, there are people, and I know that they actually one thing. This is a little bit unrelated, but I know that Ingress is pretty well localized to a bunch of different places. And considering the global nature of the game, it makes sense. But it was really cool when I went to GDC last year. I saw them at their booth, and they were all talking about how they localize the game. But anyway, that's a different topic. But so like for example, in even just within our the United States is and even Europe as regions are interesting in that they have a lot of different types of like
Regions, basically. There's a
yeah
lot of
like
different, like, there's water, there's desert, there's
yeah
mountain ranges, there's
but
oceans,
I'm
but there are definitely some countries that don't have that.
but like for example like especially if you look in the Pokemon that are very specific in like where they're supposed to live, right? Like extreme cold or extreme heat and how rare those are going to be.
Oh, yeah,
Yes.
like,
Like everybody's going to be making vacations to Hawaii just to get like all the
Just to get that Tropis that they want for some reason.
volcanic like Pokemon, your a Slugma and
My
your
cargo, yeah.
yeah.
Oh, one interesting thing though, you mentioned like booking vacations in the interview. I found this interesting. They said that with the trading thing, they say that some Pokemon are going to be really rare and hard to find, and some Pokemon may only show up in very specific places, and that's why trading is going to be so integral.
Yeah.
He's like, you'll either have to trade. You can't get all the Pokemon by yourself. And I'm quoting here. If you want all of them, you'll have to trade with other players, or you have to be someone who takes time off work and travels the world for a year. There may be people who do that. And I can almost guarantee there's going to be at least one person out there who goes and travels the world.
But not even just that. There will be people that will do it just for that. But it's cool to be able to have that to look forward to when you go traveling.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and that's one reason why I really like Ingress. And I think I might have talked about this in the last podcast, but it was really cool when I went to San Francisco, for example, and I wasn't really sure what to do or what to go see. I just opened up Ingress and looked and saw where the portals were, and I just started walking around town and found some cool stuff that way. And it's kind of the same sort of thing in that, like, it really emphasizes the importance of travel. And it's interesting because, like, you think about the way that travel is being gamified in some ways. Because, I mean, for a long time they've had stuff like airplane miles and stuff like that, where you just earn rewards just for, you know, being a frequent flyer or whatnot. But there's also stuff like geocaching, which a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. And I see it as this is just another, like, extension of that, and it's awesome.
Or, like, even that game where you just, like, would check. It's not exactly a game, but, like, you would check in if you were someplace doing something. Yeah. And even that, it's, like, a very kind of very low-key game of, it's, like, it's not just this is where I've been, but it's, like, this is where I've been, where all these other people have been. It's not a video game in the way that we think of video games, it's still a game.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, it's most definitely a game, even if it's not the traditional, you know, go out and become the Pokemon champion and beat all the gyms thing. Yeah. It's still, like, and that kind of leads us into our next two really big points here, is they are making this more of than just a hunt and peck and find all the Pokemon kind of thing. For example, there's going to actually be gyms.
Yeah.
That is confirmed.
So one of the things that I think is interesting on the topic of gyms, and they say the gyms will be hard to find. I imagine they mean hard to find, but also, like, you could probably do maybe one or two is my hope. And I kind of look as like, well, where would they be? And I then think, well, okay, let's say we put one in front of, like, trying to think of an important landmark, the Washington Monument or something like that.
Now, hold and on, you I just want to pause you here. They don't necessarily say that they're going to be hard to find. They'll just be rarer than Pokemon, already making it seem like are going to be, like, really common.
Yeah.
So, for example,
interesting because they also haven't said whether they are going to be run by real people or if they're going to be static places that are basically the equivalent of, you know, portals in Ingress.
I have a feeling they're going to be more equivalent to, like, portals, and those may be the kind of things where you won't necessarily find them in very rural areas. But like, say for example, I used to live in a really small town out in the middle of nowhere, North Dakota, called Kensel. Like, the only reason you'd go to that town was if you went to that hellhole of a school. No offense. Actually, like, some offense intended.
My school was crap.
It was. Well, not that I didn't graduate from there, but that's getting into another topic.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you were going to stop by the Lake of Fire. I mean, the gas station. or you were going to go to the graveyard. Those are really the three things to do in that town.
Mm-hmm.
School, fill up on gas, talk to dead people.
Oh.
Pleasant place. Anyway, you know, of course, there's no grocery store in town. There's nothing like that. So we had to drive.
But yeah, no, I get what you mean.
Yeah, we had to drive to the local area, Jamestown, to get all our groceries and stuff. So if you go, so basically I have a hope, this is at least a hope, that larger towns with, like, decent sized population, or very large populations, will each have at least one, probably two or
several.
three several if you get into,
kind of
like,
what I was thinking too.
If you get into like these super cities like San
Francisco.
So
there'll be like portals, the portals from Ingress basically.
But probably, much more frequent.
I think they might be a little rarer than portals considering.
Oh, that's what I meant. Sorry, much more infrequent. That's
because for example, here in the town where I live of Moorhead, there's portals, like there's a portal down the street. There's like 20 portals campus.
Oh my
God. There's a couple dozen on my campus. Like, there's a billboard for Chick-fil-A, which has like these cow statues out there that look like they're painting it. Yeah, that's a portal. So,
oh no, we have an acorn nut statue as a portal on campus. It's just this acorn that's a portal, and it's like next to two other portals. Apparently, they just decided to turn nuts into a portal.
And that's why cool, they started being a chokehold on people submitting them. But the point is, they'll probably be much more, they'll probably be larger landmarks that they will probably designate all of, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
It is still really interesting thinking of
landmarks that could be
of
gyms.
How they might combine being able, because people are talking about like, oh, I want to be a gym leader. They might be able to kind of combine the two, right? So my theory is this, is that they'll probably have, you know, static landmarks that will represent the like places or whatever, or the area, or even just like a region. Maybe they'll have them for like, you know, for a whole town, right? Yeah. And people will go there and like challenge the gym leader essentially, which might be a real person, and you know, and they can go through and it's basically a local leaderboard is all it would be, right?
Yeah.
You know what I want?
Go there and challenge them, and then they, you know, there could be a consistent like gym leader.
Anyway, I'm like, yeah, that's a cool thing for gyms, but let me tell you my idea.
Well, you know what I am excited though, real
quick. I'll let Queenie talk.
It's just character design for gym leaders, in case we, because I always love gym leader character design. That's all I wanted to say. Go for it.
Okay. See what I want for. We know that Nintendo is already done like partnerships with Best Buy and GameStop for exclusive events. Mm-hmm. So I want, and if you can't hear the semi sarcasm dripping on my statement, here is the obligatory statement for internet peoples to understand that I'm not being serious. I want all gyms to be in GameStops and Best Buys only. And you go in there and you like, the employees are like the gym trainers.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie.
And then
lie.
The managers are the gym leaders. You know, and if that's... you beat them, they give you like a $5 gift card.
That actually would not be the worst thing in the world. I seriously doubt that's gonna happen.
For like promotion, it would be cool though.
It'd like... that's the thing. I really hope gyms, because here's the thing. I come from an area where half of the year you don't want to be outside more than 10 minutes.
Mm-mm.
And one thing that I am going to point out that makes me a little nervous about gyms
is having to walk around outside.
Not just that. There was something they said about you'll want to find gyms to level up your Pokemon, which makes it sound like, while it may not be the only way, it's obviously going to be the best way to level up your Pokemon and therefore evolve them is to
go
to gyms.
I think the reason they might be saying that is because I assume if it's going to be like as simple as they say to find Pokemon on the outside world, you can level up on them. But those Pokemon might eventually come at like a level cap to make it easier to capture them.
Easier to go to a gym to level up.
Yeah.
I do feel like that concept is a bit worrisome though, thinking that that it will be capped unless you go to a gym, or if gyms are very clearly like the only or the best way to level up because of the fact that they are probably going to be pretty rare.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's right there in the article where it's.
Yeah,
says,
I remember seeing that.
Well, you want to find gyms so you can level up your Pokemon and battle there.
Yeah, it might just be a generic statement, though.
It might be, like, but
that's kind of what I'm thinking it is. I'm really hoping that's what it
is. But I do, like, think about the games. What's the best way to gain experience? It's through battling trainers. Or gym leaders and stuff like that. That's where you get the most experience.
But I'm assuming that you're going to be able to just battle people normally.
Well,
right?
You get experience for those battles.
I don't know. Like, yeah, because the thing about that is they would have to limit it in some way, or else people would just grind off, you know, and just...
each other.
Yeah.
I'm going to grind on you.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
People grinding on each other. I'm about it. It's fine. I support this.
I'm down.
Everybody go out and grind. Everybody should go out and grind on their friends.
Giggity.
My advice.
Giggity. Giggity. But yeah, no, I do think gyms are at least going to be the most efficient way to level up. Mm-hmm. And I think what that may be is they mention end battle there, either battle like statue type, you know, like this point is designated as a trainer, this point is designated as a gym leader, or you can go there and you can battle people for experience.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool too, because I know early on they talked about special, kind of vaguely hinted at battle places, like battle zones.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's how it felt watching the trailer.
Yeah.
So I think like a gym would be a good place for that.
Yeah.
And
it may just be they just represent hubs where people that play the game can just go and hang out or go and, you know. And even if that's not really what they're designed for, that's probably what they will effectively be. Mm-hmm. Which is
why, like, I don't think I actually finished my statement. I want a lot of gyms to be, like I said, as a place where I live where you don't want to be outside for 6 months out of the year because it's freezing cold.
You want them to be indoors.
Exactly. I want to be able to go there, sit down with my phone, maybe talk to some people who are there for the same nerdy reason that I am, and then just, you know, sit there and level grind inside with a cup of hot cocoa. Like, a mall would be a great place for it.
The only thing about that is I know that Ingress already has a little bit of a problem. Sometimes indoors it does not work very well. Mm.
Because of the phone service?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because even being it's already a little bit finicky, but like being in class with a portal being like outside the door, and I'm on like top floor of a building, it will mess up and not work, and it'll place me in the wrong place, and it'll give me error messages and stuff. So that might be an issue.
You just have to really, really be on top of the portal.
That. Yeah, yeah. Well, also remember that most campus buildings are brick.
That's true. Like our like campuses, like whoever was the architect that designed the buildings was way too into brutalism, and it's
very I think that's just strange. All colleges were originally designed to look like prisons, so
it's pretty bad. But anyway, the point being is that that's just an example that I encounter a lot. Just they'll be sitting in class and it won't work. But
I actually used that to my advantage once. I was in class before class started, and I all but my phone and the GPS is wigging out, and then all of a sudden it puts me like half a mile out of town, and it's moving my GPS tracker closer. And as I'm going through, I'm hacking portals like that are.
Oh
a mile
yeah,
away.
I've had that happen before too. But like beautiful. I'll be driving, and it'll let me do it when it's not supposed to and stuff. But anyway, so that might be an issue in some places as well, but I doubt it will really be that bad. They'll be able to get around it.
Yeah, and the thing is, like with malls, have you ever had? Because that was my like main example is like malls and game shops.
Oh yeah, malls like
with you don't the really have big something. Problems with data there usually.
Yeah,
no.
And that's I think another this... reason why I think like I'm going back to my horrible idea that's not that bad is because things like GameStop and Best Buy and even McDonald's has the Nintendo Wi-Fi thing. And McDonald's are everywhere. I would not advertise going to McDonald's. Like, that'd be horrible. Please don't do that, Nintendo.
Don't Hoopa eat McDonald's.
Hoopa was bad enough. Can we just say this? Hoopa was bad enough.
My biggest problem is for Hoopa, it's like I'm a vegetarian, so I have no need to go to McDonald's. So
salads. They're deep
all
fried.
Have they're that all have meat.
I mean, their lettuce may be deep fried in French fry oil, but...
All their salads have meat. So I'd be the weird person and like go in, open my DS, wander about and they'd be like, you want some fries? It's like, I can't eat your fries because they're not made in vegetable oil. They're made in like oil from animals. I can't even eat their fries. So it's one of those things where I just go and I'm just like, I'm just here for the hoopah. I'm just here for the hoopah. I can't even eat your food. And it's like, and even if I, it's like, can I have a toy? And they're like, well, you got to buy some stuff. And I'm like, I'm not going to eat this. I'm just going to throw it out. That's such a waste of food. Sorry, I'm done.
Okay.
McDonald's being a Hoopa.
I don't even have a Hoopa because of that. I'm just not, I don't care.
Also, anyway. Hoopa is just dumb, so.
Well, yeah.
The Hoopa
shade. I went there.
We went there. I don't have an opinion, so. Or at
I
least
mean, really,
I'm
like,
choosing not to express
its name is Hoopa.
Well, that's because it uses hoops to summon Pokemon.
Yeah.
I mean, its power is awesome. Can we just?
Yeah, it's cool. Like its name is dumb. I guess I can clarify.
Can we get back?
Its on... name is dumb.
Can we get back on topic? We went so far to left. We went so far to left field. It's
but
beautiful.
I do agree with you that put like even because McDonald's was dumb, but I think Best Buy is slightly less dumb because at least it seems games focused in
and
certain
they
areas.
Have, and this is the big thing: they have free open Wi-Fi that's Nintendo friendly. You know? So you don't even need to
Ingress
use
Ingress doesn't use Wi-Fi, though, at all.
No, it uses GPS data. Which, but, like, I'm thinking, for example, because back on the trading thing, this is one of my hopes, is that there's Wi-Fi trading.
Mm,
not
yeah.
just, like, local drop. Mm-hmm. Like, in Ingress, there's not really actual direct trading. You drop items, and then people can pick them up.
Yeah.
You know? It's not phone-to-phone trading, so...
You're hoping for phone-to-phone trading.
I'm hoping for long-distance phone-to-phone trading. I want to text people my top-tier Magikarps.
I really don't feel like that's that weird. I feel like that's not undoable.
I feel like it's doable.
Because I feel like they'll have, like, just, like, a public trading forum, essentially. Not necessarily a forum, but you know what? Essentially, like, you know, wonder trading. But... Yeah.
Like, someone says, I have X code for Pokemon, and then the other person says, I have X code for X Pokemon, and they show up and they swap codes.
As long as I can get Pokemon and give Pokemon to people that aren't within earshot of me.
I'm pretty sure that it would be hard for them to limit it. It'd be easier for them to make it, like, globally tradable than...
Well, yeah, and that's what I'm hoping for. Because
otherwise...
I want, you know...
It's going to be that. I have no doubt that it'll be that way because otherwise there'd be no way for you to get all these rare Pokemon.
Especially
regions,
since
right?
that's one of the things that they want you to do is to get all the rare Pokemon from other
exactly.
regions.
And so if you have to like play telephone and you know pass like literally pass it you know across the country as you move around and stuff, like I feel like that would just it wouldn't make for nearly as fun of a game.
Yeah.
So I seriously bet I there still might be people who just like have a monopoly over a Pokemon or something, but. I don't
know. Magikarps, I'm telling you.
And I don't know. This is actually, since we already talked about this a little bit, I don't know if there will be breeding in Pokemon Go.
I know.
Kind of
like,
doubt.
I don't know either. I hope so, though.
I just want all the Magikarps, all right?
Well, in all seriousness, my favorite part of Pokemon, like, especially in the competitive scene and stuff like that, I love the intricacies of breeding and egg moves and stuff like that. It's one of my favorite parts of the game. I am the Brock of Pokemon.
But this is a different game. And so
because
of the fact that it's based on the geographic data and the fact that they encourage people to go walking around and stuff, I have a feeling that it's probably not. Oh. What if, like, in like how you have to take so many steps before a Pokemon egg hatches?
Yeah.
You actually
have
to have
to walk
steps?
To hatch.
That'd
eggs.
Be awesome.
It see, it fits. It works. It
and
works.
And that's it. I'm sold.
And it not only that, but it makes people be more active, which I always approve when like games can find ways
it's
to like make people be more active.
Square.
Ingress tried to make me go for walks, and I sat there and laughed. That is why I am still level 2.
Around at 10 miles an hour.
anyway, another cool feature. We've kind of rambled a bit on the gyms and trading thing that's really interesting, and this gets in with you know a lot of like the battle thing is there's gonna be teams.
So will the teams be new teams or will they be based off of like already established Pokemon teams like Galactic and Plasma?
But I don't think it would make sense for them to make up new ones because of the fact that like it's the Pokemon brand. They're, you know, like, they're going to bring in stuff that people recognize and want to be a part of.
Yeah,
it's essentially going to be Turf Wars, but real.
Turf Wars, but real.
Please, can we not talk about Turf Wars?
But
yeah, because basically, and they, once again, I'll quote, there will be teams to join in Pokemon. More than two. These teams
more than
will
two.
Compete against one. These teams will compete against one another.
Ooh.
And I can see them kind of doing some original thing. For example, like it's not fair to force people to only be able to join the villain teams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you should be able to do things like join, say, the Pokemon Police or something like that.
The Pokemon Rangers.
Yeah, the Rangers.
Team Officer Jenny.
Team Officer Jenny, or the Pokemon Detective, whatever look yeah. he was a part of. International Police?
Yeah, International Police, that's it.
Interpol, basically.
But yeah, I think it's a really cool idea, and it's basically a way for them to integrate some of the same mechanics that are already in Ingress. I know that they did say that there are going to be more than two of them, so it's not going to be like good guys versus bad guys, or like an Ingress green versus blue. So there probably will be several teams from the games in the show, and you know, both the evil ones and the good ones, and it'll probably be a similar thing. I don't know if it'll be based on like territory control.
I don't think so.
Or, yeah, I'm not really sure how they can really manage that in a Pokemon type
My hope would be that near the start of the game, or any time during the game, you can pick a team. And then I would assume maybe there would be, like, some sort of point system or some sort of, like, collected system where, like, maybe whichever team has the most Pokemon or whichever team has, like, won the most gym battles. Like, there'd be a scoreboard for each of those.
If I had to guess, it'd be similar. Like, because the way that Ingress actually, it does keep a score between the two teams. And it updates constantly. And it just keeps track of how much territory is controlled, how many portals are controlled for how long, and, like, the strength of those portals, and, like, big, like, swaths of... Because you can also, like, create connections between them to create, like,
control fields,
and all those things add up together to create a score. It might be something like that. I bet they'll be using different things to create that score, but it'll probably...
I think some things that'll come in mind is, you know, battle records, gym badges, I think, could be a big thing. You know, one question that I have, though, with this inclusion of teams, what are, like, for example, like, there's been a lot of people who are hoping that they can play Team Rocket and actually steal Pokemon. I don't think
that's not going to happen. They're not going to let you do that.
But I've seen, like, some people scheming how to do this, like, in real life, like...
You could just steal their phones and then, like, steal their phones.
You ladies, when someone is trying to get your number and they give you their phone to put your number in, instead of doing that, you just transfer all of their Pokemon to you.
And then that's why we never call you back. Like, did you just steal all my Pokemon? No, we're never dating ever again. And then just walk away.
That's pretty hilarious.
We're done.
You give them their phone back, and instead of your name, it's just like Team Rocket, and your number is blasting off again, and then you run away. This is my dream.
See, I think that'll be really cool. It'll add even though Pokemon already has its own, like, individual competitiveness, it'll add, like, a whole other dynamic of, like, team competitiveness.
Like, they're talking about events, and they say that it's going to be competitive.
And it reminds me of talking about Ingress. There's been a couple times where I've been, like, talking to somebody, like, this random barista at this other Starbucks I went to. I was like, do you play Ingress? Because I think I saw him on his phone on it or something, and he was like, yeah. And then we both just paused and looked at each other, and, like, almost at the same time, we were like, which team? It was like this moment of just like, are we going to be friends or are we going to be enemies?
Do I have to come over there and steal your phone so I can make sure that my team has
been good? Oh my gosh, the Ingress rivalries are real, though.
It is, and I think it's going to be way worse/better in Pokemon.
We're 10 times, we already come from like a competitive background, so now competitiveness amped up to like 11.
And before there becomes like an underground Pokemon battling scene where you bet real money and you just battle with your phones, and if you lose too many times they just crush your phone in front of you.
It's like, oh no, I've shamed my ancestors by losing this Pokemon battle.
Like, because the thing with stuff like this, it's really open to what the players do.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the coolest things, is we're not confined to the realm of a game world.
Yeah.
This is real. This is about as real as Pokemon is ever going to get, unless some crazed biologist...
It's like, I've done it. Goes nuts. I've discovered the Pikachu.
Well, and I mean, it's interesting because it's a different kind of virtual reality than most people think of, right? Yeah. And I would even consider these to be VR games, even though by some people very well might disagree with me.
I would absolutely agree. Like, you're not looking through any sort of visor and seeing anything that's like 3D, But it's
essentially
still
creating
putting
a filter on the world.
I'm not super big on these terms, but isn't it augmented reality, or is that something else?
It'd be augmented, but it's all part of the same like genre of just like virtual reality gaming.
Yeah, I think augmented reality can be virtual reality.
I guess
that's a good point. I agree. There's probably a bit of a distinction there because of the fact that whether you are adding a layer onto the real world or if you are fully creating another environment, it's a little bit of a difference there. So I would say that it leans more toward augmented reality, but the concept is still there. And I do feel like we might see virtual reality in Pokemon's future. I mean, we have had Hey You Pikachu after all. Just saying.
Yeah, but we don't talk about Hey You Pikachu.
I will talk about Hey You Pikachu.
Will you talk about how horrible it was and how frustrating it was?
Only for my dad, who had to listen to me yelling at the TV.
Because you had to yell at the TV, because that little shit would not listen.
Hey, just because Pikachu is stubborn doesn't mean...
I love Pikachu, guys. Come at me.
He didn't crawl into my heart.
The Pikachu in Hey You Pikachu was a little shit. Case closed.
I love the Pikachu in Hey You... Okay, I'm going to be that weird. I liked Hey You Pikachu.
I did too.
And once again, there goes topic.
Anyway.
So I think we should... how long have we been recording this now? We've been at it for like 37 minutes? Yeah, about that. I shouldn't have tried to be so exact because of the cutting we'll have to do, so people will know.
Yeah.
People will know. But let's just go into, we talk about the teams, gyms, how easy slash hard Pokemon will be. Let's just go into the last part, everyone's opinions. Queenie, go.
I think that the new news has really done a lot to kind of solidify my excitement for it. Before, when we didn't really know anything, there was definitely this feel of nervousness. But I think the big thing that helped me be more excited is obviously them saying that it's going to be easier to find Pokemon. And I think that was something that I think they really needed to say. And now that it's been said, I'm way less nervous. And I'm also excited to see, based on what they said about generating Pokemon to terrain, what Pokemon my area will have. Like, what will they think? When they look at my area, what are they going to think my area should have? And I'm excited to see that, too. I'm excited to see, like, what... and I travel a lot. It's one of the things that I do. I only travel to a very small select places, but I do travel every so often. So I'm excited to see how the Pokemon change when I travel. So I'm excited. I think this news did a lot to kind of bolster my excitement and make me more excited. Mm-hmm. I'm more leaning towards more excited than nervous, which was kind of how it was before. I think they've flip-flopped just a little bit based on the news.
Yeah.
I totally agree. I don't know if you can go ahead if you want to.
No, you go.
But I feel like there wasn't a whole lot of information, but it was a lot of exciting information, I guess. The fact that it's going to be geographical, which is what I was really hoping for, and the fact that it's going to be unique everywhere, just like Queenie was saying, I'm as soon as I saw that, I immediately started thinking, like, oh, what's going to be like near my house? Like, I'm so curious now, and it's really piqued my interest about this game. And it just makes me wish that it had come out before I went to Russia this last summer, so that I could see so much cool stuff while I was over there. I feel like some pretty cool stuff has come out. Not really anything outrageous or unexpected, but just more stuff that makes me excited about it.
Okay. I'm going to say, like, my reaction to the news is, the Pokemon thing we talked about, like everyone else, I'm very relieved to hear about that. The gym thing did take me as by surprise a little bit, as did the teams. And I'm really happy to see those confirmed to be parts of the game, because I think they'll be really great. I still do have my concerns, though, and that big thing was in-app purchases, basically, microtransactions. Because before, you know, we talked a lot about this, about how they're already confirmed to be in-app purchases. And at the time, one of our saving, like, things that made us go, made our minds go to ease was that Ingress didn't have them. Well, that's changed. Mm-hmm. Ingress, like, I opened up my phone to check. Ingress does have in-app purchases. They're not, like, super ridiculously priced, but as we've seen with Pokemon, especially on phones, for example, with, what was it? It wasn't, it was Pokemon Shuffle?
Shuffle did have it, because it had a limit on, like, how much, like, energy or whatever used.
And the thing was, the thing that really frustrated me with Shuffle, and why I'm very skeptical about in-app purchases, is the 3DS version of the game and the mobile phone versions of the game had different prices.
Really? I didn't know that. I only played it on the 3DS, so... Yeah,
the 3DS was much cheaper. Much cheaper. The mobile phones cost, like, almost... It was ridiculous.
It's probably because they knew that people on their mobile phones are more likely to actually buy into them. And yeah, that's really sketchy, though.
Isn't Go going to be free, though?
The game is free, but it says it's going to have in-app purchases and microtransactions.
The thing about Shuffle, was it free before the microtransactions?
Yeah, it was.
Yes.
Was? Okay. I know that I got it for free on my 3DS. I wasn't sure if it, like, normally
Yeah, because I had it on my phone for a little bit, and I tried out the microtransactions, and I didn't have the prices memorized, but I felt how my dollar didn't go as far before. Because I'd spent money on both just to see how it went and such, and so then I went and checked the numbers, and it was like,
it was ridiculous. The 3DS version is cheaper, right?
Oh yeah, by a landslide.
That's super interesting, and that's really weird. I imagine that has more to do with, it's because you have to realize that Pokemon is just such a large company that they have so many different people in different departments working on different things, right? I feel like with them collaborating with Niantic, I feel like it's not going to be anything like that.
Yeah, but... and, you know, because the thing is, I look at the in-app purchases on Ingress, for example. They're nothing that's essential to the game. It's not like extra power-ups. They are things that help you play more. For example, one of the cheaper and helpful things, for example, like... symbols that you can put up for your teammates to see, for example, target this beacon, here's a resistance beacon, here's an enlightenment one, you know, beacons to put up. You can get lockers to store keys, and then one thing that makes leveling a lot easier is what they call portal frackers, which allows you to double hack output for 10 minutes on a portal. And one of those is basically about $2. Or you can buy a pack of 5 for 10. Or you can buy a pack of 10 for 10, because you can only do so much transactions, and it's basically like, and it costs CMU and whatever that is, and I don't know if there's a way to earn that currency in game.
What is it called?
It's Chaos Matter Units or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Chaotic Matter Unit. It's been a little while since I've played, so I can't quite remember what the normal currency is, but
Anyway, microtransactions exist, so I'm still very wary about that. And I really hope it's not something like $2 for a great ball or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty optimistic about it. I don't feel like... I feel like they would be smarter than to let it get out of control.
Most definitely. But it is... I don't like to go into... I'm very skeptical on these things, because for me, in-app... purchases tend to ruin games, because a lot of companies design the games to go along the line where it basically almost turns into pay to win. Especially in something competitive. Like, I can already tell you the people who will spend money on Ingress will do much better than the people who don't. That's really sad. And it'll probably see some similar things in the actual Pokemon Go thing. But if you're just in it for fun and whatever, I don't think it'll hinder you too much.
Yeah, and I think that's the important part. As long as the in-app purchases don't hinder the people who are just in it to have a good time, I'm not too worried.
Yeah, but the thing is, with the competitive nature of Pokemon, as battling is one of your main focuses, if you have to spend money to do really well, and if you have that one douchebag who spends copious amounts of real-life money to get, you know, the best items, the best gear, this and whatever... it's frustrating. So yeah, it's something that I'm really worried about, and I hope that they keep in mind and they don't try to just use it as a way to make some money, because I know that they need to finance themselves. So I have nothing against in-app purchases in as an entity. It's just how I've seen them implemented throughout mobile gaming is really disheartening. I'd almost rather pay, you know, $5 to $10 to get the game and be able to play without any limitations.
That's
all I have to say on the topic, though.
No, I think it's completely valid to be worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since I know that, like, games in general are a way for people with low income to actually kind of keep themselves happy and keep themselves entertained. Kind of put a stopgap and say you can't do this because you don't have as much money as the other person is not kind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's really all I had to say. Don't want to end this show on a depressing note. Pokemon Go sounds amazing so far. There are some things to worry about, but we probably won't find out about those until the game's actually out. Which, if you're wondering when it's coming out, there has not been a set release date.
2016, I think, is all they've said.
2016 is all they've said. I thought I read somewhere that it had February mm-hmm. 2016. I double-checked. No exact confirmation. I wouldn't be surprised, though, because February 27th, 2016 is, what is it? Is it the 20-year anniversary of Pokemon?
Yes.
In the original release?
In, Japan? 5 or 6 days, we hit the 20th year anniversary.
Yep, and the actual date where the original games came out, in Japan at least, was February 27th.
Yes.
1996. So, that's when, you know, the red, blue, and yellow stuff's being put out on the virtual console. So I wouldn't be surprised to see a Pokemon Go launch around the same time, if not the exact same day.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, you know, the phone people get something, and then the 3DS people get something, and the big fans who have both have a basic holiday. So
yeah. And they make lots of money.
Exactly. Everyone's happy. Except for my wallet.
Except for my wallet.
But my wallet is never happy, so does that really matter?
Nope.
On that note, I think we can wind this down. Thank you all for listening. Stay tuned until later in the week. As long as everything's getting out as scheduled, we'll have a New Year's episode coming out. So check that out. If you like the discussion about Pokemon Go, make sure you go and check out our original episode on it that we released earlier this year. It's pretty cool stuff. Anyway, I've been Dozer.
I've been Queenie.
And Fleet Dew.
All right, and thanks for listening. Take it easy.
Bye.
Bye.